started singing.
Y'all are on.
I'm sorry.
Hey,
welcome to Right Side Radio. We are not ready. We're just singing and dancing. But we've got to get really serious because actually, JP, we've got some serious topics to cover.
Extremely serious topics.
I mean, there's a lot going on, and I hope we get to all of it. We'll have Caroline Dobson, who's running for Secretary of State, on at 3:30. Honestly, did anybody know what a secretary of any state did up until before 2020?
No. Actually, I found out what a secretary of state did when John Merrill came and spoke at my high school.
Partially. Could I say partially? Because I like the secretary of state from Florida who was around in 2016, 2012. She was dark-headed.
But what did she do that you remembered her?
Well, oversaw elections.
Yeah, but I guess, like, was she the dangling Chad? No, she would have been. Remember, you
I've
don't know
go
dangling
find
Chad.
Her.
That was 2001, right? The Bush election?
2000.
I'll go find the girl I'm talking about, but I only liked her because I thought she was sharp. But did I have a full understanding of Secretary of State with adoptions and other things? No.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
I don't think I had no clue what they did. But it's actually one of the most important constitutional offices that your state can have. And so Caroline actually ran for District 2 congressional district, the new one with redistricting that they drew out just so another Democrat could win. And she did really well, but she's now running for Secretary of State. So y'all stick around for that. The montage covers a lot. So
as it always does.
We're going to go to JP's miraculous montage.
But first. We have to tell them about Stan McDonald. Stan McDonald, who is a partner at the law firm of Wilmer and Lee out of Huntsville. He's a 30-year veteran in the practice of law in North Alabama, and not only will Stan advocate and fight for your legal needs and rights, but he has been an absolute warrior for causes near and dear to our Right Side Roofing community. Attorney Stan McDonald has represented his clients in literally thousands of real estate transactions over the years, and when Stan McDonald is on your side, you'll have no greater friend, and likewise, your adversary will have no greater foe. Attorney Stan McDonald at the law firm of Wilmer and Lee out of Huntsville, here's his phone number, 256-533-0202. That's 256-533-0202, and tell him you heard about it on Right Side Radio. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. And now, if I can get this ready, stand by for news.
Stand by for news.
In other news this week, President Trump took a significant step toward delivering on a core campaign promise to finally close the Department of Education. To shrink the bloated federal bureaucracy, the Department of Education just entered into new interagency agreements with four agencies, the Departments of Labor, Interior, Health and Human Services, and State.
The majority of Americans across the country handed President Trump the popular vote precisely. They're painfully aware that only 3 out of 10 students can read proficiently at their grade level. They know that college students are collectively $1.7 trillion in debt, and less than half of college graduates get a job that actually uses the degree which they studied so hard to get. And they support returning education to the states and breaking up the bureaucracy.
And that's why I sent the letter to officials both in Dallas and Collin counties to urge them to take action to root out any Sharia courts. And I am deploying the Texas Department of Public Safety to also root out any Sharia courts anywhere in the state of Texas. And we are going to pursue this until we purge any attempt to impose Sharia law in Texas.
We know you are under enormous stress and pressure right now.
Americans trust their military.
But that trust is at risk. This administration is pitting our uniformed military
and intelligence community professionals
against American citizens.
Like us, you all swore an oath
to protect and defend this Constitution. And
right now, the threats to our Constitution aren't just coming from abroad, but from right here at home.
Our laws are clear. You can refuse illegal orders.
You have sitting members of the United States Congress who conspired together to orchestrate a video message to members of the United States military, to active duty service members, to members of the national security apparatus, encouraging them to defy the president's lawful orders. The sanctity of our military rests on the chain of command. And if that chain of command is broken, it can lead to people getting killed. It can lead to chaos. And that's what these members of Congress who swore an oath to abide by the Constitution are essentially encouraging.
Which, what in the world?
I'm on the last story.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, what are we going to start with first? Because I don't want to go into that, because I might have a little bit different view on that. I'm curious your all's take, but we can wait.
Okay, so, we'll wait. Is it okay if we do education? Because it made me go down a rabbit hole.
I figured we'd start with education, okay. Yeah.
So, did y'all go down a rabbit trail with education?
I'll be honest, I didn't do any research for today.
Okay.
I didn't look at anything.
I have gone down rabbit holes with education several times, yes.
Okay, so I just kept it basic, but, you know, you can rabbit trail, but I'm not going to rabbit trail on the show.
Why not?
Well, just because.
Rabbits are cute.
I love rabbits. We have a rabbit right there.
I think rabbit trails lead to good discussion, so feel free.
Okay, so this is not a rabbit trail. This is just a question, but we have a clear, and I learned so much from, I really did, from PragerU and looking some things up, things that we know that maybe we just need to be reminded of, because it's the same argument that people used when abortion was getting sent back to the states, where people are freaking out saying, what are we going to do? This is terrible. Yada, yada, yada. This is getting sent back to the states where it always should have been. This is the second thing that I can tell you in my mind should be given back to the parents, to educators. But I forgot that the Department of Education was started by Jimmy Carter when his poll numbers were low. And he wanted to give the largest union in the country some red meat so they'd vote for him. He still lost, obviously. Thank the Lord. But that's what happened. What I didn't consider, I thought I knew before, that we were tops in the world. I'm not going to use the word globe because I hate the word globalist. We were top. And so the question is, in my mind, why did we accept such a clear before and after for so long when other presidents could have done the same thing? I mean, I think we know the answer, but the Department of Education, their budget is $268 billion. It is a slush fund for elites. They do very little for children and everything for the teachers, for the union, for the leadership. They mainly, according to PragerU, and there's receipts on all of these things, mainly care about hiring new administrators. So there's this wicked web, a bureaucracy that we can't see our way through. But I need all the people who tell me that there are other, that they can vote Democratic. I'm just saying this for now. We get in tussles with people who are in education all the time. They get very upset with us for talking about education, like in fights with people when you say, you know, we could do better. And this is what really got me going, was the 1 in 4 proficient in math, 1 out of 4, 1 out of 3 proficient in reading. And do you know why we're in the state we're in today? 13% of our students, only 13, were proficient in history. Only 13%. We're 28 in math and 36 in literacy. You guys, this is a no-brainer. But I just keep going back to, this was never about the kids. And we've had all this time to do what is right, and nobody did it. Nobody did it. And so there are believing teachers on the inside, and we need to hear from those believing teachers, like Kathy Bradford, who's going to run for State Board of Education. But why, when the right thing could have been done long ago, when it's clear that our kids are failing and now we're focused more on mental health than we are on educating our children? Mm-hmm. I don't understand why. It's a very simple thing, but I don't understand why it hasn't been done before.
I think it's the same reason that most people don't know that the Department of Education, I mean, in my head, up until a few years ago, it just has always been around, like, since the Constitution. You know, you don't ever mm-hmm. think about why was this huge department, large employer of federal employees. It just has always been there, but it hasn't. Like you said, I think it was 1978 when Jimmy Carter formed it, so he, you know, the teachers' unions would vote for him, and genius in so many ways, and so detrimental. But Mac Butler, the representative that was on the other day, he reminded us, if you listened, school started at the church in each community. Sunday school was literally, come here, learn how to read, because your pastors who had studied the Bible were the most educated. And so it started in the community. I would venture to say, as it has gotten further away, and you go to DC, our education system has tanked. And you had the numbers, 36 in literacy and 28 in that's America versus...
That's the world.
Right. So that's where we rank now.
Yeah.
Because like you said,
we're
we
awesome.
Used to be...
Like number one, number two.
I have some of my great... Actually, my daughter Jennings is named after him. His name was Jennings B. Sanders. And he taught... He actually lived in DC and was a professor. And he wrote several history books, and I have a lot of his. Actually, some of the books on the shelf are his. Mm. I mean, old, from like 1800s, just basic mm-hmm. math,
yep,
reading. You would not believe. We should do that someday. Like some of the questions on these very basic, like fifth grade, elementary age.
We're doing it.
Test. I couldn't even answer them. Education here used to be excellent, exceptional, above average in every way. And now we're like, have y'all talked to some kids? Sometimes I even listen to my own kids. I'm like, this is embarrassing. They don't know, what was it? Oh, Jennings texted me the other day, and she's still like, accept versus accept. Mm-hmm. I get it. But like, come on. Pretty basic. Go ahead, because you've been closer to the education system. I mean, we graduated 30 years ago.
don't say that.
I graduated high school in 2021.
That's sweet.
But yeah, I mean, most of my knowledge on, you know, stuff like history, but also civics in general, like how our system works, self-taught. Like mm-hmm. me being interested in the topics mm-hmm. and reading books and, you know, listening to audiobooks while I'm, you know, working out or doing something, like podcasts. Like it's all self-taught, and it's stuff that I would constantly be like, why didn't they not mention this in school when I grew up? And, you know, you could probably say, well, you weren't paying attention. Yeah, you know, you can say that, but it's just critical stuff, like foundational stuff that mm-hmm. is important for your knowledge of not only the world around you. I mean, with history, everything leads to another, and you can't really understand the present until you understand, you know, the process, how we got there. But it's just stuff like, oh, that's right. Maybe because we spent too much time talking about how America's racist, too much time talking about your mental health and, you know, telling kids, if you feel suicidal, that's okay. And you plant that seed. It's like, why? Just teach them. It's too much indoctrination and not education. Mm-hmm. I think you even said it yesterday. One of y'all did when we were reading from The Naked Communist about getting into the schools.
Yes.
And if you don't have the federal, you know, Department of Education inserting itself in ways of, you know, controlling the minds of kids, that I think that's part of why nobody's ever tried to do it. But also it's too hard. That's scary, you know, but it's so many of myself included, so many of kids, I feel like today, they have to be interested in history, interested in how the system works, and go out and learn
to
it.
Actually learn it.
Yeah, themselves.
Yeah.
When we come back, I have a brilliant quote from C.S. Lewis that just kind of sums it up, but also it does exactly relate into what we were talking about with the communist priority, 45 communist goals, because it goes right into that. And I think that's a good conversation to have around the Thanksgiving dinner table. Let's just stir it up, guys. Let's get to it.
Hey, that's a good question. What's like the one thing you could bring up at the Thanksgiving table to just ruin the whole day?
I got a few because I've seen that happen. I know from experience.
You're listening to Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Right Side. I'm Amy Beth with Allison and JP. So what I was saying in the break, and I wanted to know if y'all agreed, I feel like education, it is my opinion that education is the clearest example of the redwashing of our country, because it's straight out of, I mean, I don't know what number it is on the communist goals list, but it is straight out of separate kids from their parents and replace that with other authorities, but essentially separate children from their God-given persons to people who do not care about them and who will hopefully turn them into little apparatchiks so that they can feel better about themselves, develop little, you know, advocates for who knows what. But they've used our children as guinea pigs. But that was one of the things that I was thinking about in considering education is, oh my gosh, this is like screaming at me from the list we read yesterday.
I look back and you think, again, this is kind of like the Department of Education. You don't even think about it. You think it's been around since the Founding Fathers. Not true. You think public school.
Sorry.
Well, Flo.
Did
you get it?
I ate.
Well, it's like a pencil, you know, like teachers. I'm going to put it right here.
There you go. There we go. Keep it right there.
Cute.
You can take my order after this, too. But it's like you think, okay, well, I never thought I'd homeschool ever. And it's just what you do. You just send your kids to public school. It's just what you do. Y'all think about it. I mean, look at what is coming out of the NEA and the Department of Education and the crap that they are forcing our Alabama schools to do, that they are just sending down. And we get up and we ship our kids off sometimes 10 hours a day to these places that a lot of times what they're trying to instill in our kids is not even, it's exactly what you're saying. It's not the values that we want to put into our children, but we blindly, myself included, just ship them off. Now, they're great teachers. Mm-hmm. They're absolutely great teachers. But what are we doing? What are we doing?
Allison, I think the other, as you're talking about homeschooling, because we have homeschooled as well, I really, really am disappointed in myself that I didn't realize one of the values was not only a closer sibling relationship, not only an owning of their own schoolwork and really digging in, but also understanding that all of life is a classroom. Mm-hmm. And going to class every day in a little box that resembles prison, like the one that JP would prefer to be in, is where they are. And then you set them free and all of a sudden the world opens up to them. Why don't we teach them that way? To be, is it automaton? Is that self-taught?
I think so, yes.
Why don't we teach them that? Why is that so odd? Because mostly what we've learned beyond school is because it's what you're saying. We're teaching ourselves because we're interested. We didn't learn. But that's the other thing that I have deep regrets over, is that they learned later in their school life. All of life is a laboratory. Be curious and go find out everything you can on subjects that you're interested in and look at where that'll take you. Mm-hmm. But we kill that in their little hearts.
My homeschooler knows way more about all the things in life than my public school kids. And he spent a third of the time doing any school. It's but true. He got to get out into the world and learn being part of what just goes on every day. Instead of in that prison of cinder blocks, kind of like JP's. You're listening to Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.
You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Amy Beth, Allison, and JP. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side.